This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Coming up at 8:20, top five most beautiful moments from yesterday's White House briefing, as we often do on this show. But continuing with the news, police in Crowley, Louisiana, Danielle, were enforcing their curfew. And unfortunately, the way that they chose to signal that the curfew was underway has triggered some people.
Yeah. So usually in Louisiana, when there is some kind of weather thing happening, you know, like natural disaster wise, they have a siren that will let people know. For whatever reason, the police decided to use an alternate siren this time to be less jarring. Unfortunately, the sound they chose was the siren from the movie The Purge.
So
and many people
movie,
already feel like
great
they're living.
Movie, The Purge.
Yeah.
The Purges, I should say.
There's multiple franchises.
Yeah, there's several of them.
Yes.
Yes.
We got a new one coming out.
So people assumed that The Purge was underway.
Yeah. I love The Purge music, too.
So we can hear from the police chief in Crowley, Louisiana. That's Jimmy Broussard.
We didn't want to go through with our regular sirens because we didn't want to create more havoc. One of the officers who is military approached me and said, well, you know, Chief, there is an old military siren that was used. It was used in the movie Purge, but it's been used for many, many years. It was to remind people that this is a very serious matter. People are not seeing, even if they look at the statistics, it's not real to them.
They've now replaced the siren with Ken yelling about the coronavirus.
That's effective.
We don't have any signal here in Boston that indicates that the curfew is underway, right?
No,
how did
not yet.
How did the last any reports on the first night of the curfew last night from the city? Were people following the rules? I mean, it was we discussed it yesterday. A little odd that the mayor said on this show that even though the curfew starts at 9. Mm-hmm. One can still go get takeout food until 11 p.m.
But he would prefer you get delivery. So those are some really boundaries that he's created.
Yes. Danielle, Uber Eats, by the way, has issued the most popular delivery foods during the quarantine. And apparently French fries is the number one item that that America is having delivered while they're stuck at home during this crisis?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Fries are the most delivered food in 11 states.
Because they come with everything.
Right. Every place has fries.
You mean because they go with everything?
Oh, they go with everything. Yeah. They come with everything.
Yeah. But you can get them anywhere. My friend Erica, we could be at the most upscale restaurant ever that has the most crazy limited menu. She's like, watch, I'm going to order fries. Every restaurant has fries. But one of your favorite foods landed in one of the top spots, Greg. Crab Rangoon.
Oh, yeah.
Crab Rangoon's a good one.
Yeah.
Pad Thai. Burritos, also very popular. Pad Thai.
Yeah.
Lentil crisps?
No, not on there. For drinks that people are ordering most, soda, Thai iced tea, which is one of my favorite things on the planet. Horchata.
What's horchata?
It's like an almond kind of based beverage-y thing. It's really delicious.
Mm-hmm. Nice accent on horchata.
Thank you. Boy, open that up. Iced coffee, and lemonade. And then for desserts, tiramisu, baklava, cheesecake, banana pudding and churros.
Baklava.
Baklava. I love
that. Not a big fan of the baklava.
What?
Not a fan.
Really?
Oh, no. He's ordering Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
And you're not supposed to be either.
No, I'm not.
You're on the awakened 180.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, this.
I hope Mrs. Wiggins runs a tight ship when you're on a diet over there.
Wiggy actually looks great. I noticed it yesterday.
Well, I appreciate that. She definitely is tightening up the reins and everything. Yeah, so, you know.
All right.
But damn, no Popeye's chicken sandwiches. If I could have one delivery.
That's what you would, if you could have one. Why don't you reward yourself? Why don't you have a quarantine cheat day and you could get some Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to stick to the diet
the
best I can.
Yeah, stick with it.
I you know, I might have cheated a moment here or there, but, you know, I try to get an extra workout in.
Did you eat a sandwich on a party boat?
No, you can't go in the water. That's it's against the law.
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised wings weren't on there. Lemon pepper.
You like lemon pepper wings?
Oh, I love some lemon pepper wings.
A lot of rankings. I mean,
but are fries even good when they're delivered? Aren't they often like soggy and gross?
Yeah, they don't hold up well to that.
And no one's ordering fries by themselves. Like, you know, you're not just saying, let me a large order of French fries. No.
They're getting fries with other things. Yeah. Right.
You see the guy who's in the news because he spent 18 months of his life trying to perfect the KFC recipe, the secret recipe at home. And
I did see that.
He's had a breakthrough. He thinks he's done it.
Yeah.
He should have been trying to perfect the Popeye's recipe because their chicken is KFC.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
In the sandwich?
Yeah. No, our chicken, period.
Just in general? Yeah.
Yes, better.
Theirs is excellent.
Ugh. Yeah, this guy, and he literally committed 18 months of his life to it, Danielle.
Hey, you know what? Some people will try to crack that code. His name's Dan Fell. He's from Warwickshire, England, and he thinks he's done it. He said he either figured out the 11 herbs and spices or came close enough to them that you can't tell the difference. He looked at all of the copycat recipes that were online and kind of tested and adjusted until he said his chicken became indistinguishable from KFC's. He said, quote, it gets better every time. I'd say my rate for, mate, you really cannot tell the difference, is about 4 out of the last 5 times. And his recipe is available on Twitter if you want to try it.
No, I'm good. You got the Popeye's recipe. I'll take that.
Fried chicken and two.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on news-wise, Danielle?
Well, we lost Pussy Galore, or I should say the actress that played Pussy Galore. Honor Blackman died yesterday at the age of 94. Of course, she played that role in Goldfinger as one of the Bond girls. She also was Dr. Kathy Bates in the 60s Avengers series. And we have a little clip here from Goldfinger where she flips out on James Bond for trying to put the moves on her.
You're quite a girl, Pussy.
I'm strictly the outdoor type.
I'd like to think you're not in all of this caper.
Skip it. I'm not interested. Let's go.
What would it take for you to see things my way?
A lot more than you've got.
How do you know?
I don't want to know.
Isn't it customary to grant the condemned man his last request?
You've asked for this.
Wiggy, who was your favorite Bond? You're a big movie guy.
I've never really gotten into the James Bond one. I think I saw the one with Halle Berry in it. I was never really a big Bond dude.
You would, though, if they put Idris Elba in
it. Yeah, if Idris was in it, I'd check it out. I mean, they've had so many of them.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Pierce Morgan, right? No, Pierce. What's his name?
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan. There you go. I'm thinking of the other.
Daniel Craig. I mean, a lot of people like Daniel Craig.
Yeah. I'm looking for Idris.
Damon Wayans.
That would be nice. I mean, that would be really nice.
All right. What else, Danielle?
Well, this came up, this question came up with Larry the Lawyer recently about gyms that are closed but continuing to charge fees to their members.
Yeah.
And Attorney General Maura Healey is actually, there's a federal lawsuit being filed in Boston against the parent company of Boston Sports Clubs because they're continuing to charge members dues while the clubs are closed due to coronavirus. Maura Healey sent the CEO of the company a demand letter on Friday insisting that they stop charging customers who have asked to have their accounts canceled or frozen. And here is the Attorney General.
We need clear communication now. And we need you to act immediately to make sure that you're not charging people going forward if they've requested cancellation. And if they requested cancellation anytime after March 16th, they've got to be refunded for that.
Hmm. Is she going to do the same thing with the daycares that are making people hold their spaces for their kids with money? What about the colleges? She won't say. I mean, I can't get an answer.
It's so close to home.
I can't get a freaking answer from Bentley. Like, yeah. I call over there every other day, and they won't give me an answer.
Do they know who you are?
You're on the board, aren't you?
Right?
Oh, I just call up, and I say, hey, I mean.
What's going on here?
The kid's at home.
Right.
He's doing his studies from home. There's no food. There's no room
and board.
It should
be charging me half.
It should be half.
Right.
You should have Wiggy call them every day. And then he gets 10% of the money you
save.
Well,
I'm calling Framingham State because I'm doing the same with my daughter. I want half my money.
Have they given you an answer?
Nah, they're like, yeah, you're not getting that.
It's under consideration. Yeah. They're thinking about it.
Yeah, you're not getting it.
They understand these are difficult times.
But why isn't more Healy after them? Why is she only after the gyms?
Are you kidding me? A liberal politician in Massachusetts going to attack the universities?
never going to happen, right?
Shouldn't school be free now?
Right.
Where's Bernie?
I mean, what's the purpose of an endowment if it's not to use it now?
Everything is not going to be free, Wiggy.
No.
Wiggy
where's Bernie?
Wiggy thinks everything's going to be free
where's,
as a
where's
result
Bernie?
Of this.
Bernie said with college is a free. Can I get my money back then?
Bernie's at summer camp.
My word.
This is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's going on? What are you calling about?
Well, I'm actually a registered nurse, so I can shine a little bit of light on this hydroxychloroquine for you guys.
Yes. Yes.
I'm very surprised with individuals, the way they're reacting to it. Basically, I work on a med-surg floor, have anywhere from 6 to 7 patients a night. Typically, I'll have one patient on that a night. It's a very common drug. If you have grandparents that have arthritis, they're probably taking it. If you, it's this thing that it's toxic is completely wrong. It's like any drug. If you take too much of it, it's going to be toxic. But
right.
To say it's any more dangerous than the drugs that we commonly prescribe people that take it on a daily basis for years at a time is absolutely foolish.
But as an RN, would you agree with Ken that it shouldn't be prescribed for people until there has been countless scientific trials that are done? Or do you think in this particular case, in this emergency situation, this unprecedented situation, that the doctors should prescribe it if they want to prescribe it, if they think it's something that could work?
If they think it's something that can work, it should be prescribed. Because like any drug, when it's prescribed correctly and taken correctly, it's most of the times it's safe unless someone has some severe underlying condition that hasn't been identified.
Ken, you know more than the registered nurse, I'm assuming?
Well, here's a counterpoint from Andre Khalil. This is a story in the Financial Times. He's an infectious disease specialist, lead investigator in the remdesivir trial sponsored by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. He says this drug can cause serious side effects to the liver and the heart. People are taking unsafe and unproven drugs. The risk of dying from these drugs may be higher than dying from COVID-19. I don't know who that guy is. He's cited in a story. I'm not a nurse.
But a lot of drugs that you take, don't they come with side effects warnings on them?
Yes.
So, I mean,
yes.
That's kind of like
diarrhea, death, yeah.
Yeah, you're stating the obvious there.
And every single prescription for COVID-19 is going to be with question marks because we don't have a vaccine. It's a brand new virus, so it's all going to be guesswork. It just sort of, what are you willing to risk in order for the potential of being cured?
Right. Everything's trial basis with this whole coronavirus.
And I thought we would applaud a leader for being proactive in seeking out different treatments. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not the right leader, Ken. It's a problem. Somebody else.
I'll
maybe.
Tell you, should put on trying to find a cure is the guy who was able to figure out the KFC secret ingredients. We should get that guy in his home laboratory. And by the way, for those of you who might want to make the KFC chicken at home, we do have this individual listing the ingredients. Here it is. Get your notepad ready.
You wanted to know how to make KFC at home? I'm going to tell you. 5 cups of plain flour, 1/2 a tablespoon of oregano and thyme, 1 tablespoon of ground ginger, 2 tablespoons of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of mustard powder. These are seeds. I'm going to grind them up. 1 tablespoon of celery salt, 1 tablespoon of black pepper, third of a tablespoon of sea salt, 2 tablespoons of white pepper, and 4 tablespoons of paprika. In it goes. Boom.
Colonel is rolling over in his grave that somebody figured out the secret recipe.
And just one more note regarding the side effects. For Tylenol, you can have liver damage, yellowing of skin or eyes, pain in abdomen, nausea and vomiting, and loss of appetite. So, I mean, you
Curtis
could literally...
is now comparing Tylenol.
I'm talking about the side effects of a drug that we take over the counter. I mean, you can literally do that with any drug. It's metabolized in your liver, so you could have liver damage.
You realize that you triggered Curtis this morning,
Ken,
right?
Oh, he is off the
book. He's lost it.
The Trump hate is insane. I don't love the guy. He's a total boob, but he's trying to do something to get people well, and we're ripping him for it.
Well, I don't understand why in the middle of a pandemic, if there's something that doctors are saying might work, you would be against trying it just because the president is advocating for it. That's wildly irresponsible.
I actually don't think doctors are – I mean, they're not prescribing it. People are asking for it. In this case, they've given it because they've pushed it through the FDA, right, and it's available.
What are you talking about that doctors aren't prescribing it?
You saying doctors are telling patients you should take this?
Yes.
That's what's happening, because that's not the way I understand it. They're laying out the pros and cons and saying it's your choice.
Oh, okay. I guess that what are the cons that they're laying out?
Well,
might get
the side effects that we're talking about.
The side effect.
Rash. What about this guy who just said it may be more dangerous than COVID-19 itself? Could serious side effects to the liver and heart?
Wow. They get brainwashed, don't they?
This is an infectious disease specialist.
But Ken, Curtis is right. Every type of medication you take, there is going to be a side effects warning on it, right? When you say the studies of patients that have taken this, you know, whatever, hydroquin, whatever the hell it is, right? I've taken the Z-Pack before. It has to be prescribed to you by a doctor, which that means a doctor has to write out a prescription for you to take it.
Doctors are prescribing it.
Right. You doctors even if he says to you, hey, you know, or if you say to him, you know, what about this? And he goes, well, you know what? Here's what would happen if you take it.
Ken, do you think these doctors are prescribing it, writing the prescription for somebody, and they think the person's going to die from taking it?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what's happening.
And this Andre investigator was part of the competing trial for the drug that is competing against hydrochloroquine. Right. So there's all these biases everywhere in all these stories.
And then when you ask people like, Ken, what do you think? They always go, I don't know. Just give me the scientific evidence. But I don't know. I can't tell you what the doctor's saying.
I want scientific evidence. But I mean, Tylenol has science behind it.
The problem is because this is... You know, we're in a situation that we've never been in before, right? You're not going to get that scientific evidence.
Okay, fine.
Right?
But you're rolling the dice, basically, at best, right? You're taking a chance.
Oh, you're taking a chance. You know, yeah, you're taking a chance. But there's a chance that we know from the studies that we have, and granted, it might not be a large sample size, that we know that some people that have taken this, it's worked for them.
Yes. Ken wants the entire country and the economy shut down and decimated.
Oh, here we go.
But he doesn't want people to try something because they might get a rash.
Well, what I would say
I want the economy back. I've given examples and ideas.
Danielle doesn't want people to try it because she thinks we're going to run out of it.
Well,
valid concern.
The only side effect that Ken and the New York Times are worried about is the success and the approval rating of Donald Trump going up if this trial works. That's the side effect they're concerned about.
I would say to people like Ken, show me the evidence where people that have taken this, where they have died because of it. They can't show you that evidence.
I mean, there's no evidence anywhere right now.
Right, but
at least
there's some evidence of people who have taken it. That it's helped them.
Yes,
can we go back to Greg's food log?
Hello,
that was a more fun debate.
Hello, Arthur.
8 a.m. Snickers bar.
Hello, Arthur.
Mini Snickers bar.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Arthur?
I just wanted to ask Ken. Ken just said, well, my understanding is that they're doing pros and cons, and they're giving them the choice. I want to understand why it's such an awful thing to give the patient, adults, the choice. I mean,
I have no problem with that.
That's okay with you.
I have a problem with is people saying doctors are prescribing it when it's not true.
You have a problem with the president saying.
Well, you're saying that.
Well, no, isn't that where your issue is?
Well, he's stumping for it every day, and I think it's misleading people and it's dangerous. You heard Dr. Boney say people should not be taking this on their own. I mean,
yeah, on their own. You shouldn't take anything
saying
on your
own. Have a choice. Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Greg. What's up?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Ken, how do you think these scientific studies are accomplished?
by controlled groups and long
by
range.
Trying them out on patients.
Sure. But in the right settings.
If a doctor is confident in prescribing it, I love how you've all of a sudden become like a pharmacologist. We're,
I mean, admittedly not.
There are these medicines are all over the world. How do you think they get put into production? They are tried out on a trial basis, and that's what we're doing here with us.
But you tried them out with control groups,
What about the woman in New York who took the chloroquine? And she's a congresswoman, and she said, because of this, I feel better.
Detroit.
That's, you dismiss her as well? Yeah.
That's anecdotal evidence. Maybe she got better on her own. Maybe she got
what
better.
What do you mean anecdotal evidence, Ken? A doctor prescribed it to her, and she's better.
Or do we know it's this drug that cured her?
Why do you dispute that?
Now, maybe she would have got better on her own.
Why do you hate this medicine so personally?
I don't hate it.
Like, well, then why can't you admit that it helped? It is helping people out.
It's unproven.
How do you get it to be proven, Ken?
By having studies done, long-range studies.
But Ken, both of them have been prescribed to people for decades.
For other diseases that are not mixed with drugs that are just random now.
But the side effects have existed for decades.
But you may be mixing it with another medicine that you haven't tried that may be catastrophic.
But a doctor wouldn't prescribe that to you. He'd say, no. What other medications are you taking?
Well, they're not prescribing it to you. They're giving you a choice.
Hello, Peter?
Hey, yeah, Ken, you should actually look up that there was a global survey of about 6,500 doctors, and it was by far their number one choice of using to treat COVID-19. It was last week it came out.
Yeah, it was Servo.com.
You're going to be informed on this stuff.
I feel like...
Doctors are not scientists. They're actually in there, and they're on the front lines. They're trying to save people. I don't begrudge them trying it.
Do you want the world to find a cure, or do you want this to continue for?
Of course, I do.
I feel like you want this to continue.
Yeah, Curtis are unbelievable. You're trying to totally you're putting words in my mouth literally about what I want and what I don't want.
Ken's going to get attacked on his 20-minute walk.
Ken says, "Don't take that." You know what I mean? Just maybe you just get better on your own.
Take it.
They don't want a cure at least until mid-November.
Hello. Hello, Jack.
Hey, listen, Ken, you're a buffoon. First of all, Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ken, you're a buffoon, okay? Doctors, I'll tell you right now, if you ever have anybody, God forbid, goes through cancer, they take radiation. We know what radiation does to the human body, but they do it every day. This is saving lives. If it does, that's great. God bless the president, what he's doing.
We don't know it's saving lives.
Well, then that would be like, wouldn't that be what Ken's saying, right? Because I'm kind of listening to what he's saying. It's like, well, you know, we don't know. Maybe she got better on her own. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Wouldn't that be like saying, well, maybe the people that have passed away from COVID-19, really didn't? Maybe they had other issues that they passed away from? Wouldn't that be like saying that?
There are people who want to try experimental treatments all the time. And
sure.
Up until this president, you weren't allowed to do that. This president is saying, "Hey, if you're a grown-up, and there's an experimental treatment that's available, and you know the risk involved, but you want to try it, when it comes to cancer or anything else to save your life, that you ought to be able to make that decision."
Great point. Great point.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's wrong with a grown-ass adult choosing to try something when they get a diagnosis of COVID-19, which is, you know, in many cases, you know, people look at it like a death sentence.
Right.
Why can't they try it?
They can.
And do you think that the national media covers this honestly? If you just watch, say, the nightly news on ABC, do you think that you would get the proper perspective as to what hydrochloroquine is trying to do with COVID-19?
What has Dr. Fauci said on Trump's own staff? Anecdotal evidence.
Right, because he doesn't want to say it's a cure. Trump is going too far in saying the success rates
of it. Oh, he's going too far.
Of course he is.
Oh.
Well, have you ever listened to Trump at all? Right. Obviously, he exaggerates everything. Right, but everything's the greatest, most tremendous thing of all time.
What have we been arguing about for the last hour?
But he goes that way for the optics, right? He goes that way to kind of ease
False
the people.
Hope. Like we're back at Easter.
Well, you got to give some time. You got to. But if
I think, Ken, that he wants to be able to encourage people,
you got
to
give some type of hope.
Why can't you give people hope? Like you guys are all you're sounding the doomsday alarm. It's not, it's like the purge siren.
We literally
like,
have drones making noises for people at curfew.
And it's not false hope if there has been a study where it's shown.
Which there hasn't.
Well, in France, there's been patients.
Control
that,
groups.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's one person in Detroit and if it's the congresswoman in Detroit says, hey, listen.
It
worked for me.
She said it saved her life.
You know what? Guess what?
Saved her life.
If I test positive for coronavirus,
you're going to try it.
Give me a Z-Pack and some hydroquin and throw in some hydroxycut. Burn a few calories while I'm at it.
Throw in a Popeye's chicken sandwich on top.
Hydroquin is Harley Quinn's lesser known sister.
All right, we got to get to what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Just in, the Patriots have signed Hydroquin to their 53-man roster.
Right. I'd like to see him play.
What a morning. Well, Tom Brady released a thank you video to Pats Nation. 1 minute long yesterday on social media, plus the Players Tribune piece. Here's a little bit of Tom talking in the video.
It's really just about the relationships, you know. It's about, you know, the people that I play for, the people that I play with. I think I came into a great situation here. I think it's been a great coach, a great owner, and great teammates. How do you find balance? It's to live in the present.
In that video, he's showing shots of Kraft and Belichick when they were younger, and so it's a little bit of an homage. You said he didn't mention Belichick in the Players Tribune piece. Sound a little upset by that.
No, I'm upset that Curtis can now declare beyond the shadow of a doubt that there was a fracture in the relationship.
A fracture.
Because the only time that he mentioned Belichick in his tearful goodbye was to mention that he didn't call him after he was drafted, but.
That Burge was on the line, not Belichick.
I think it's time for everybody to kind of move on and move forward.
But didn't he already mention Bill in that post that he put up?
Yeah,
initially. So
yeah. I think we can analyze the piece in full if you'd like.
I would love
this
to.
Morning, Curtis.
Tom Brady despises Bill Belichick.
By the way, how about Curtis screening all the pro Ken calls? It's just one after another.
Oh, he is?
Click.
Unbelievable.
See you later.
See this man work behind the scenes.
Speaking of fractures, this is the first fracture in the Laird Curtis relationship this morning.
Baseball's pastime's coming back. That's all that matters.
Ken, look at this 617 text. I'm considering not listening to your program anymore if Ken stays around.
Here we go.
Plus one.
Absolute moron.
Plus one.
Okay, I'll just shut up. You can just have groupthink. Curtis and Hillman just spouting false drugs.
I mean, you're not in on it when you found out earlier that Dr. Oz is in on it?
That is convincing. But is he in on it, or he's just citing other lupus people?
He said he's in on it. Dr.
It
Oz
works for
thinks,
lupus?
Yeah, he's in
That's
on it.
That's a big
it.
Show, yeah.
He's in it.
I never thought we'd be talking this much lupus.
My dog has it.
Daddy has it.
The big news, this is the real lead, gotten buried. Baseball may be coming back next month in Arizona. It's got the support of all of Trump's high-ranking federal public health officials, all 30 teams, all in Phoenix. Strict isolation, Greg. Something you are not doing.
So
all the baseball players in one spot without their families for 4.5 months.
And so they'd all be in, like, what, some kind of a corona-free hotel or
like
something
Arizona,
like that?
Like Arizona, saying, Arizona.
Would they be allowed to live in their own homes?
Nope.
No, they'd have to stay in Arizona, like, in multiple hotels.
Nothing ironed out completely yet. No fans, of course. Electronic strike zone, no mound visits, 7-inning doubleheaders, lots of testing, if they can get the tests.
What about when a guy gets on base? Like, oh, you can't hold a guy on base, can you?
It's got to be 6 feet. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It might be a lot of throwouts at first base.
Well, if they're tested every morning, I guess they're fine.
No meetings at the mound.
The problem is if somebody does test positive.
Don't they have to?
The catcher can't go out to the mound.
Nope. They don't have to test every day, right? Because didn't Dr. B say that, you know, most likely if you've already tested positive for it, that you.
Well, you notice that Ken is okay with utilizing a couple thousand. A valuable test so that Major League Baseball can get back to playing.
Mental sanity. This is essential.
What would get better ratings, Trump's briefing or baseball?
Probably, I bet baseball.
No, I'd say Trump's briefing.
The first sport that can come back and be live is going to do well, I think.
If this doesn't come back, it's just me and Curtis yelling about chloroquine for days on end. Nobody wants that. And that's what's trending. Oh, don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock, WEI Red Sox Classics. Great. Continue across the Shaws and Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Tonight, it's 2018 ALCS Game 2. Garrett Cole loses to David Price.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell people. Spoiler alert. That's a spoiler alert.
God.
They were down 1-0 in the series, though. That was a huge win at Fenway. Evened it up.
How do we know? How do we know?
We don't know. We don't know tonight.
That's like telling people that Marty is in a coma at the end of Ozark Season 3. You're not supposed to tell anybody. You're not supposed to tell anybody.
I mean, spoiler, guy. Come on. Why would you do this?
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Jeez. Premiere of Last OG tonight on TBS. Last OG is a good...
What is
it's a series with Tracy Morgan. Funny. Funny.
Last
Tracy,
OG?
Yeah, Tracy Morgan, Tiffany Haddish.
Greg needs help finding TBS on the channel selection guide.
Yeah, just say it into your remote.
I did watch a pretty good movie the other night called Dark Waters.
Oh!
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen, but I did see Underwater.
What?
The one with Kristen Stewart. I thought you were going to go. Oh, no.
What day is it?
What? It sounds like something you were watching on Pornhub.
No, no, you know Kristen Stewart. Uh-huh. It's about these actress, and they're at the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, that they're in this like you know this whatever this ship, and now something happened. It's like Alien underwater. If you
so
like,
it's like
Alien.
A hydro okay. Alien.
It's like Alien underwater.
Yeah, it's called. I found this great site where I could see all the movies for free.
Wow.
Oh, great. The Russians are going to hack in now.
I ain't going to tell you the name of it, though.
It's called Napster.
We will be right back. Look how angry these people are who thought I spoiled season 3 of Ozark.
I'm fearful for your safety when you leave the building. I mean.
So that really didn't happen then?
No,
it didn't. Marty died. He's not in a coma.
I'm trying to have some fun. Maybe we should push our discussion off, Danielle. A lot of people say they haven't gotten through it yet. So
what is March 27th it came out. Let's go, people. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I think we need to at least have an initial start of season 3 discussion tomorrow with a few reminders during the discussion for people just tuning in that, like, hey, we're talking about this.
Okay.
I can't wait. I can't wait that long.
I want to make sure that Curtis and Ken can get through the rest of the show without killing each other. So maybe we will, for a moment, discuss the fact that Tom Brady, in his farewell piece in the Players Tribune, only mentioned Bill Belichick once.
Brady!
Curtis says that proves that there was some discord
over there. Of course it does.
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, definitely. I mean, look at how much praise Tom typically lavishes on, like, the Kraft family. But then he gives, like, a sideways glance to Belichick.
Well, they were in the article, the Kraft family.
Yeah, he thanked them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's always something, right? Because you got to, when you look at this, this article is... You weren't willing to ride with me.
Mm-hmm.
I still could play. I still wanted to play for a couple of years. I've given you everything. You weren't willing to pay me. Just, you know, fair market value. And now I got to go somewhere else. So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm not going to shoot shots because I don't want to do that. That's Tom Brady. But I'm going to hit you with some subliminal shots.
Well, I think the biggest takeaway may be where he says he wanted to go somewhere where he could be seen and her.
Right. And collaborate. So this is Brady saying that it wasn't really the money. If the Patriots had just been flexible, if Belichick in that phone call hadn't been business as usual, if he was allowed to collaborate, be more present when it comes to offseason acquisitions and game plan and all of that stuff, he'd still be here.
Right. So he wanted to do Bill's job.
He wanted to have the ability after 20. He is Belichick's system on offense. There is no Belichick without Brady, and all he wanted was to have a role and say, hey, I'd love to play with this guy if we can get it done. I'll take less so that we can have the flexibility to sign guys, but I'll take less if I have some input on the people we're signing. You know, you can hire your little son to be our defensive coordinator, that's fine, but I want to have the ability to tell you who I think should be on offense around me.
Tom Brady is the system.
I mean, it's right. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see next year with Bill Belichick and Jarrett Stidham on the offense, and you have Steve Belichick running the defense, and that team going 4-12 with that schedule.
I'm hoping they sign Cam Newton.
I agree with you, Wiggy. That's a good idea. One-year deal. By the way, did you see, Greg, our poll from Friday? Who was more responsible, Brady or Belichick? Ended dead split 50-50.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
50-50. And there were a lot of votes. I mean, it was like 5,000?
6,000 votes.
6,000. And it ended up 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
50-50.
So Ken is okay with the 6,000 people that voted in that, but not the 6,000 doctors that are on board with the hydroxychloroquine.
Our poll is scientific.
Very scientific. But next year, you're going to see that it's all going to be based around who plays better. I mean, we're talking like there's a season, but hopefully there's a season. That if Brady gets off to a great start and they go something like 6-2 in Tampa Bay, and the Patriots are 3-5 or 2-6, that is going to be 80-20. People are going to turn so fast on Belichick.
What is it that he wasn't heard on around here? Was it AB or, I mean, Wiggy, what was
it? See, I don't agree with Curtis to that extent. For me, I think the biggest thing that obviously caused an issue in their relationship or them being able to work together started back in 2018 when, you know, Brady basically wanted to get an extension and they basically said, here's $5 million in incentives. And then you've seen Brady at the beginning of, you know, during August, during this camp say, you know, go ask Mr. Kraft. He's been asking for a fair market contract extension for a number of years, and Bill didn't want to give it to him.
And that's seen and heard, Wiggy, doesn't have anything to do with that.
No,
he's talking about collaborating.
Right. He wanted to be the GM.
Yeah, but
he wanted to be the quarterback and the general manager. I mean, I don't like.
He did not, Greg. He wanted to have his voice heard. He's Tom freaking Brady. He's the greatest football player of all time.
So you're telling me he was ignored?
Yes.
See, I don't really buy that.
He wanted Emmanuel Sanders.
No. Rumor was he wanted Mohamed Sanu.
No, in the offseason.
I don't know about that, but during the trade deadline that he wanted Mohamed Sanu, and he got Mohamed Sanu. So I don't.
And he wanted Gronk.
He got what he wanted.
He got what he wanted. Greg, do you think if he's in the offseason, do you think if they asked Brady, do you like this group around you, this group of weapons, this offensive line, he would have signed off on that?
When, last offseason?
Yes, before the season.
Yeah. Because
he liked that group?
No.
He liked not having a tight end.
He wanted a contract.
He didn't know his center was going to go down and be gone for the entire season.
So wait a second. So why come August, right? He was looking for a contract. Come August, we knew that Tom Brady and Tommy Curran reported. Now, whether you believe him or not, it's your decision, right? It's your choice to decide whether you believe him or not. But reported that if Brady would have got a Drew Brees-like deal, 2 years and $50 million, in August, he would have took it.
Let's just take Brady's word instead of speculating with other reports. In this story, he says he wanted to collaborate and be seen and heard. That's what he's getting in Tampa. He was not getting that in New England.
What does that mean, be seen and heard? Like, I mean, he was seen.
Yeah.
He's saying seen as the greatest player of all time and heard as someone who should have some weight inside the building. And neither of those were going
on
with Belichick.
But see, what I read from this story, the thing that pops out at me is when he goes, I'm ready to embrace fully a team that is confident in what I do, what I bring, and is willing to go on this ride with me.
Meaning, to appreciate it and have fun.
Meaning, like, listen, I'm still, you guys had him in here, Alex Guerrero. You had him in here, and basically he said he wanted to play 46, 47, whatever, throwing that out there. Maybe that was joking a little bit. But we know that Brady wanted an extension for a couple of years, and this team was not willing to go on the ride
that.
With him.
We got that, Wiggy.
But there it is.
We got.
But that's not the only thing. The story talks about collaboration, being seen and heard, being with people that respect him, that trust him, that think he can play beyond this year. Belichick
right.
doesn't.
Right. Bill doesn't, and you and I agree on that one. Bill doesn't believe he can play beyond this year, or he's that level of quarterback.
And the
anymore.
New England Patriots will have Jarrett Stidham week one, and Tom Brady will be in Tampa Bay, and the fans will turn faster than you can imagine.
Well, 50% of them, maybe.
Well, that's today. Wait till Stidham throws three picks and Brady wins 42-0 in week one.
Here's a text that says, Curtis, this is exactly my problem with Tom Brady for the last 3 years. He lost his humbleness and he got smug with his success.
Yeah, let's root for a guy that's full of humility, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't think it's that he lost his humbleness. I think he wanted to be acknowledged by Bill. It's like a daddy complex. It's like Nick in here when, like, you know, on a Wednesday.
He just wants
Greg to tell him that he did a good job.
Do you think Peyton Manning had control of the offense in Indy? Do you think his voice was heard with Tony Dungy?
I'm sure he was.
And Bill Polian.
Tony Dungy is not Bill Belichick. Nobody is Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but
he's a Hall of Fame head coach.
But you really believe, I think it's different than that, because I think that, you know, when you talk about the relationship between Brady and Josh McDaniels, right? Because that's the input that he's giving in the offense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's
so
there's good communication there. I don't think Josh McDaniels is going, you know, hey Tom, what do you think we should do? And Tom's going, we should throw the football. And Josh is going, no, we're going to run the football. And Tom's like, no, I think we should really throw it. And Josh shoots him down. I don't believe it's that. I believe it's more.
But he went out of his way to say that the reason he's gone and the reason he's going there is it because it gives him the opportunity to be seen and heard.
It presents an opportunity to lead and collaborate and also to be seen and heard. And I know my time there will be as amazing in its own way as it was the time before. So this is someone who is saying very clearly they want to lead, collaborate, and have their voice heard. And that was not going to happen with Bill Belichick.
Texter says you sound like a psycho. Be more,
what specifically?
As for the texture, we talked about humble Hillman. Star player is humble? I mean, we celebrate Kobe for being cocky and LeBron.
Well, but isn't that
Jordan.
A part of the allure of him was that he was perceived to be humble?
Well, he bought
into
some
service. You can be humble and want to be acknowledged and at least given we value you by, you know, your direct in command guy.
Ken's story a couple weeks ago was dead on. Why do people hate Tom Brady? He is held to a standard that no athlete before him has ever been held to before. Even yesterday, Mike Giardi, good guy at the NFL Network, ripped him for having the Players Tribune story sponsored by Under Armour. Who cares? Somebody wanted to sponsor it, so he shouldn't have it?
But I think when you look at it, right, because I would ask, so when you say seen and heard, what is that? What do you mean by that? What do you think, if we're reading into it, what do you mean by seen and heard? Having the ability to say, I want to run the offense like this.
I want to say in personnel.
Well, speaking of being seen and heard, Greg,
yes.
I think we have some further clarification and confirmation of your Greenwich House report.
Oh, I saw. Whoa. Is this the real deal thing?
Real deal.
I saw that.
Yes.
It's been lost in kind of the Corona news cycle.
I don't know why. I mean, Wolf Blitzer should lead with this.
Yes. Yeah.
This real deal website is a blog on houses down in, I guess, the Fairfield County area.
Yeah.
They found the home that Brady bought in Greenwich.
Yes.
So I can tweet this out, but it's a 6-page blog entry saying it's got this weird Holdings LLC company. It's like,
yes. Well, it was.
So
sold...
that's like the Brookline house.
Right.
So,
yes. It was sold by an LLC to a new LLC, which is called Hurlingham Green LLC.
Right. And if you look into Hurlingham Green, it says that Belichick sucks. So.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
And so that purchase was made on November 1st.
Yep.
It is a home in that Conyers Farm exclusive community, gated community development. And many in Greenwich are confirming that the Brady's purchased it. But what do I know?
But aren't we past that?
I have been told the same thing Curran has been told.
Ooh. aren't we past that, Greg, right? Aren't we past the house in Connecticut? Like,
well,
all believe there's a house in Connecticut.
No, because there's dinner on the line. No. And Curran insists on the fact that there's no house. And he owes the listeners.
In the morning?
Yeah. He owes the listeners dinner.
And Danielle,
when the restaurants open up
this
in,
is Greg's
in November.
Butler. This is Greg's Butler story. He will never let this go.
Ever.
The same way I will never let Butler go, he will never let the house of Connecticut
I'm never gonna let it go because they don't want to allow me into their club. They don't want to allow me into the insiders club.
But with your Connecticut housing story, right?
Yes.
We've heard from multiple people that would have some type of knowledge that there is a house in Connecticut, whether it's at the time where his teammates, whether it was Rodney Harrison who talked about it.
Maybe Stern will ask him about it.
But there was plenty.
Ouch.
The only two people that have said there's no house in Connecticut have been Dale and Tommy Curran.
And Dale said Gronk was coming back.
With no other, like, there's never been another person to co-sign on that.
Right.
At least Mike Giardi co-signed on. Was it Mike Giardi who co-signed?
Yeah, Giardi said it.
Didn't
was.
Didn't give you any
is.
Credit.
He said there. who cares about credit, Curtis?
Some of us.
All right, what's the sale price on the Brookline house down to now?
I don't know.
It's got to be like $5
million. $18 and a pack of toilet paper.
Wow. It comes with lentils.
That's, I mean, Is that going to be an issue with the new economy? I mean, are people going to be buying $35 million homes?
I think it's down to like $30 million.
A quick note on Brady: the Seminole Golf Clubs in Juno Beach. He reportedly joined that yesterday on the east coast of Florida. It's right next to Jupiter, and Trump National Golf is an unbelievable course. Played it a couple times, and it's 4 miles from Seminole.
Yeah,
why wouldn't he have joined Trump's golf course?
Because everybody would have lost their mind if he did.
Yeah. Well, somebody did join under an LLC, but we don't know who that is.
How good is Tom?
But wait, if you were Tom Brady, would you be joining a golf club right now? When are you going to be able to play golf?
Yeah. He's overwhelmed.
You're renting Jeter's house. You're not going to be down there long.
People at that level, though, they just join so they don't have to pay when they arrive. So
I understand why you would join a club. I'm just saying, when are you going to be able to play golf again? I mean, they're dragging Massachusetts golfers off courses in Rhode Island because they don't have the right license plates.
True.
Will you be able to play golf in August?
In August?
Well, that's one of those golf events they're doing August 6th. What is it?
I think the
PGA Tour, the Masters, one of them.
No, the Masters is in like
November.
November.
PGA Championship will be August 6th through 9th.
There you go.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments from the White House last night. Coming up next.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
Well, as a public service, if you're watching season 3 of Ozark because you want to know if Marty Bird gets out of that coma at the end, and you're not able to enjoy the daily briefings at the White House, we offer you the top five most beautiful moments every single day on this show. What was number five from last night, Danielle?
Well, we're sending a lot of planes with a lot of equipment all over the place, and they really are quite impressive.
Okay. All right.
Number five.
These are massive planes, by the way. The big planes are very big, very powerful, and they're loaded to the gills.
All right, they're big planes.
Last night was excellent. There was a lot of good material last night during that presser.
Loaded to the gills.
Loaded to the gills. They're the most impressive planes we've ever seen, Chris.
Very big.
You notice Chanel was back.
Yes, I did notice that.
With a bit of a gift question.
What is wrong? I got so upset when I saw her. I was like,
why? Why isn't she? When is she going to be allowed to have a seat like everybody else?
I mean,
why does she have to be in the back in the way back of the room?
Hear Ken complain when the media was basically giving Obama a lap dance every week.
What about Obama? Different. She's planting questions about gangs in Latin America. It's so transparent.
Back to the cartel, Mr. President. For the number four moment, the most beautiful briefing moments, the president talked about the call on which the 50 governors chatted, and he had something to say about one governor in particular.
Number four.
Some of the states are very happy. Even Governor Pritzker from Illinois is happy. Of course, he may not be happy when he talks to the press, but he's happy. He's a very happy man.
Happy, very happy man.
He said there was one governor who was a rhino.
I don't know. Okay. The president in this next cut three, refers to the possibility that he might step in with this Navy controversy about the decision to fire a ship captain, the commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, Captain Brett Crozier, after a letter about the coronavirus outbreak aboard the ship leaked to the media.
Number three.
I may just get involved, if it's okay with you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because you know what? You have two good people, and they're arguing. And I'm good, believe it or not, at settling arguments. I'm good at settling these arguments. So I may look into it in detail, and I'll be able to figure it out very fast.
Very fast. Mm-hmm. Very, very fast.
So he's the person you want mediating when you argue.
So it's going to have a tug of war or something like that.
Right.
I'm great at these.
Settle it with
people arguing.
It'll throw cards down.
Yes.
Hold on. Settle it somehow.
He gets people to see both sides.
Now, for number two, there is a Hong Kong-based reporter who asked the president about a trade deal, and he had some questions about where she came from.
Number two.
So are you personally working directly with China?
We just signed a trade deal.
So fighting with the
virus. The biggest deal probably ever made, And I hope they're going to honor that trade deal. If they don't honor the trade deal, then I'll tell you a different answer. But I think they will. So I'll let you know. I mean, I hope they're going to honor the deal. We'll find out.
With China? Are you cooperating with China?
Who are you working for, China? You work for China or are you with a newspaper? Who are you with?
Hong Kong Phoenix TV.
Who owns that, China? Is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private owned company.
Okay, good. Okay.
Oh, man. Who are you working for, China?
He's classic.
He really is.
He's like some guy that you could just grab off the street and say, okay, yeah, we're just going to ask him questions.
He's trying to root out any spies. Right. There might, you know, you never know.
Who are you working for? Huh? You working for China?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an accountant from China.
Who owns that paper? China? The China government?
Right. Number one in our most beautiful briefing moments this Tuesday, the president got into it with Jonathan Carl from ABC. Just to give you the backstory about what happened earlier in the press conference, Jonathan had pressed the president about an inspector general's report about a backlog of coronavirus tests at hospitals. And the president was looking for some information on the inspector general, and things took a fun turn.
Number one.
How long has that person been in government?
Did serve in the previous administration.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Oh, I see. You didn't tell me that, John. You didn't tell me that. Did serve in the previous administration. You mean the Obama administration. Thank you for telling me that. See, there's a typical fake news deal.
You asked me when she was appointed. I told you when she was appointed.
You're a third-rate reporter. And what you just said is a disgrace, okay? You asked me, you said, sir, just got appointed. Take a look at what you said. Now, I said, when did this person, how long in government? Well, it was appointed in the Obama administration. Thank you very much, John.
Sir?
Thank you very much. You will never make it. Go ahead.
Ooh, baby.
You will never make it.
It's
entertaining.
Oh,
really?
Isn't it is just a whole thing.
It's must-see.
It is.
Must-see TV.
Every day.
What's going to happen when he's not? I hope he keeps doing them afterwards.
Oh. It's going to be so disappointing once this stops.
Why? Cuomo will be great.
He's literally going to do this every night. He doesn't have rallies to get that juices flowing for
right.
him, so now he does
get
this
the presser.
Every night.
Oh, so
they never end. Yesterday was like 2 hours.
It was.
Ken, by the way, several texters are pointing out that it turns out that that media company is owned by China.
Wow.
Is that accurate?
They are owned by a former military official that has close ties to Beijing. Its coverage is typically favorable to the Chinese Communist Party. So, yes, there are there seems to be some influence there.
Well,
so
how did Trump's staff let them in? Jeez.
I hate
what
to break
security
it to you.
Is that?
We still have the open press here. Yeah.
I thought he shut the borders down. I thought he shut it down.
I mean, if Chanel got back in.
And in China, they kick out all of the American journalists.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
So it turns out he was right.
Yeah.
Can you just say that, Ken?
No, he can't say that.
He was right.
No.
Well, he's not living up to his promise to shut down China.
they'll spin it in a different direction.
All right. Well, that is our attempt to help you out. If you weren't able to watch, we try to present to you the top five most beautiful briefing moments every morning on this show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.